1.
Hi, Neil. Thanks for coming to speak with me about Irish culture, especially superstitions.
Sure.
I've heard about the luck of the Irish, and I know there are some symbols from Irish culture that people believe are lucky or unlucky. Can you give an example?
It's interesting. I don't really know why people say the Irish are lucky. Historically, I don't think Ireland has been very lucky. But we do have our superstitions. For example, horseshoes are a superstitious symbol for some Irish people. That's the U-shaped piece of metal that horses wear on the bottom of their hooves. Some people believe that if you hang a horseshoe above your door, it will bring health and happiness.
Health and happiness. So it's a good symbol.
Right. It brings good luck, as long as you hang it the right way. So it looks like the letter U, but you have to be careful. A horseshoe is only lucky if you hang it right side up. If you hang a horseshoe upside down, people believe the luck will run out.
2.
Can you give me another example of an Irish superstition?
Well, probably the most famous one is the Blarney Stone of Blarney Castle. It's a stone set high in a tower at a castle in the southwest of Ireland. Lots of people go there, Irish as well as foreign visitors, to climb the tower and kiss the stone.
They actually kiss it?
Yes. The stone is said to have an amazing, special power. Kissing it is supposed to be very good. People believe that kissing the stone will make you speak very well. It will make you a powerful, expressive speaker.
Hey, sounds like a place I should visit.
3.
So, are you superstitious?
Yes, I am. About certain things. Like spilling salt, for example. I think other countries have that superstition too. Spilling salt on the table while you're eating is not good. You might get sick, or something bad might happen. But you can avoid the bad luck.
How?
Well, if you spill salt, you should throw some behind you. If you throw a little salt over your shoulder, you won't have bad luck.
Interesting. I'll have to remember that.
4.
Are there any other superstitions you'd like to share?
One more? Okay, sure. I grew up in a city in the southeast called Waterford. It's on the coast, so there's a lot of fishing there. I think fishermen, especially in the past, had a lot of superstitions. For example, seeing a red-haired woman before going fishing.
What happened if a fisherman saw a red-haired woman?
Well, the fishermen believed it was a bad sign. It meant it was too dangerous to go out to sea. If a fisherman saw a red-haired woman, he wouldn't go fishing that day.
Wow, they really took it seriously.
Yes, they did.
Well, Neil, thank you so much. I've learned a lot of interesting things about Ireland and Irish superstitions.
Thank you, and good luck.